Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, July 26, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The White House scrambles to redefine the word recession. Democrats in the House move forward on reparations. Residents flee far-left cities. Most older Americans can no longer afford daily expenses. Also ahead, President Biden needs help. But first, the Biden administration attempting to redefine the term recession before more troubling economic data is released later this week. Nearly all economists agree a recession is two consecutive quarters of negative growth. But the White House now says no. Biden's Council on Economic Advisers releasing a statement claiming the current financial situation does not technically qualify as a recession because there's low unemployment in the USA. Well, you can make the call. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee calling on authorities to create a panel to study racial reparations. Said the Democrat, quote, "We need a commission to develop reparations proposals to redress and repair 246 years of slavery," unquote. Options, according to Ms. Jackson, include cash payments, debt forgiveness, housing subsidies, low-interest federal loans. Polls show three-quarters of the American public oppose reparations. A report from CNBC shows a record number of homeowners fleeing far-left areas. The worst housing markets in America in July: Detroit, Boston, Seattle, Washington, D.C., New York City, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. The Bay Area lost 9% of its total population in the last 2 years. Biggest factors for the exodus include high crime, cost of living. Most popular destinations to go to: Florida, Utah, Texas, North Carolina. A survey from the University of Massachusetts finds 52% of older Americans struggle to pay for basic necessities. Most adults over the age of 55 cannot afford essential items like groceries, rent, medication, transportation. Seniors are saving money by cutting back on former luxuries like travel and restaurants. A third of U.S. households have rated their savings to cope with rising prices. In a moment, is help for Joe Biden on the way? Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day: Joe Biden needs help. The 1962 New York Mets were the worst Major League Baseball team ever. They lost 120 games, winning only 40. The manager, Casey Stengel, is said to have blurted out, "Can't anyone here play this game?" The answer was no. The cabinet of President Biden is now channeling those Mets. Generally speaking, this is a collection of lazy sycophants who are advising an administration that is incompetent beyond belief. Here is the starting lineup. Leading off, Vice President Kamala Harris. Her favorite phrase is, "We're gonna work together." On what? Remember, President Biden put Ms. Harris in charge of improving the border disaster. Has the nation seen any improvement? No. The vice president continues to research the root causes of illegal immigration. Batting second, Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas. He is directly responsible for border security. Alejandro is batting zero. No hits, no hope of getting a hit. Hitting third, Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He thought the U.S. exit from Afghanistan went well. Jeez. Batting fourth, the cleanup spot, Susan Rice, domestic policy czarina. So how's domestic policy at your house? Sorry to ask. Next up, Janet, inflation is transitory, Yellen, chief economic advisor to Joe Biden. We might need a pinch hitter here soon. The designated hitter, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. When the U.S. airline industry began to collapse because of corporate greed and incompetence, Pete was on maternity leave. He's now back in the Biden dugout and says he's mad at the airlines. Any federal action against them, Pete? No. Pitching for the Biden team is White House spokeswoman Corinne Jean-Pierre. She throws a mean slider. Standard answer? I haven't seen that. I'll check. Let me get back to you. Is there bullpen help for Corinne? No. And finally, there's Attorney General Merrick Garland. He is the third base coach who holds everyone up from scoring. Merrick is hot on the trail of the Supreme Court leaker. He's bearing down, working hard. Can't be that many folks who had access to Judge Alito's file, right, Merrick? No rush. Also, Hunter Biden. The grand jury in Delaware has been probing Hunter for 2 years. They may be close. Right, Merrick? No rush. So there you have it. The Biden Dream Team. The aces of civil service. Protecting and serving the American people. Are you confident in this crew? If so, please tell me why. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. I am Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you check out my new book, Killing the Killers. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 247 years ago today, the Second Continental Congress formally established the office of the United States Postmaster General. The first person charged with making sure the mail was delivered, Benjamin Franklin. Here is the story of the U.S. Post Office. In early colonial times, few Americans mailed letters to each other. Nearly all of the correspondence was between England and the USA. People who were born in England wrote letters to their families over there. Mail deliveries across the ocean were sporadic and took months to arrive. At the time, there were no designated post office in the colonies. Messages were dropped off at local taverns, then given to merchants bound for Britain. In 1753, Ben Franklin was appointed by the monarchy, the king in England, to improve the mail system in America. He immediately hired more riders, slashing delivery times in half. Good job, Ben. Then he invented the first postage rate chart, charging different fees based on distance and weight. Ben Franklin's system is still used today. In 1774, the British fired Franklin for his revolutionary activities. On July 26, 1775, Franklin was appointed Postmaster General of the United Colonies by the Continental Congress. Over the years, the mail system morphed into a transcontinental operation. By 1860, the beginning of the Civil War, the Pony Express delivered messages west of the Mississippi, but after 18 months, the Pony Express was wiped out by a new technology, the telegraph. Today, the USA has 50,000 individual post offices. The department delivers 200 billion letters each year to 150 million homes across the USA. The agency also serves citizens around the world in Puerto Rico, Guam, the Virgin Islands, and Samoa. The Postal Service is the nation's largest civilian employer, 500,000 full-time workers. The agency runs an annual deficit of $5 billion. Wow. And here's something else you might not know. Like the Pony Express, the post office biggest enemy is technology. Email killing the post office. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.